The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
No doubt many of you will be heading off to festivals over the coming summer, but how sustainable will your festival going be? I'm joined by Jo Linehan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
It's big business, festival going.
It's massive business. We're just coming into festival season. And, you know, festival season includes everything from your small local events to the massive events that we're all familiar with. And it's worth about 440 million to the Irish economy. If you think of, you know, the food that's consumed, the hotels that are booked, the, you know, the travel that's taken. So it's a massive, massive industry.
There's a crowd called Native Events. Who are they and what do they do?
They're wonderful. Native Events were really the first company in Ireland back in 2017 to look at festivals and events and think there must be a really sustainable way to do this. They did loads of research. They travelled to the UK and across Europe to see what other festivals were doing. And back in, I think, 2018, just to make a point, they shipped solar panels over from the UK and set them up at Electric Picnic just to show that it could be done. And of course, they'll say themselves, you know, the shipping over kind of undid the solar, but they wanted to make a point that these things could be done. And since then, they've been instrumental in helping big events really make amazing changes.
Now, we do generate a lot of waste at these festivals.
Massive waste. My Waste, actually, who are great great for researching these things, they found out that we generate about 10 kilograms of waste every time we go to a festival. Now, I think that's, you know, if you're staying over a weekend. But, you know, if you just Google festival aftermath, you'll see the tents, the rubbish that people leave behind. It's a really, really big problem. Now, there are really good things happening. Body and Soul, a few years ago, set up this zero waste, leave no trace campsite. And they asked people who were staying at that campsite to not leave anything behind. And it was really successful. So it just goes to show that when these things are put in and people are told about them, it does make people conscious and they think twice.
Now, when you go to a gig, particularly, say, at the Aviva or at Croke Park, and the massive lighting rigs and so on, huge amounts of energy, but Coldplay have people cycling.
Oh my God, Coldplay, if anyone is really nerdy and interested in this like myself, get onto the Coldplay website because they actually cancelled their tour in 2019. They came out with a statement and said, no, we're going to take some time, we're going to plan and really make sure that our next tour is the most environmentally sustainable as possible. And they did incredible things. They worked with BMW, I know you like BMW, Pat. They worked with them to create this battery, rechargeable battery that they could bring with them on tour. They worked with DHL to make sure that all of the transport was really low emissions. Then they did really smart things, like they created an app, and if you were going to a Coldplay concert, you logged into the app, and if you committed to travelling to the concert on public transport, you got discounts at the concert. They gave out these amazing LED bands, which people would have been familiar with when they played in Croke Park, that were all plant-based and made from recyclable materials. Then they had really smart things, like the floors were fitted so that the kinetic energy was captured and stored. I mean, I could go on, but they really set a new bar. They created so many creative solutions. It was incredible.
Well, coming up next week is Bloom. What are they doing?
Bloom have really made a push, and I think they're pretty quiet about it, but they've really incredible sustainability credentials. So kind of the things that people will notice maybe if they're attending Bloom are the coffee. I'm a big coffee drinker. They're collecting all of the coffee grounds and they'll donate them to the OPW for composting. They collected over 2 tons of coffee grounds last year, so that's incredible. So they'll be collecting those. All of the coffee cups and glassware will be reusable if you choose to do that. Then they have things like bio digesters. They are working with Food Cloud, an amazing social enterprise, to gather any food that isn't eaten and donate it. They have so many things. Shuttles going from Connolly Station into Phoenix Park so that you don't have to create any footprint with driving. They've loads going on, and I think people will really notice it when they come to the
festival. And the bottles that you get money back on, that money is not going back to you. It's going to children's charities.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. They'll have lots of the deposit return station set up, but you can pop in your cans and bottles and they'll actually donate that money to children's charities.
Now, you have some tips to make us more sustainable at our festivals. What are they?
Yes. Okay, so the big things, if you're going to a festival, we know there's some conflicting data, but we know that energy use, transport and waste are the biggies. So if you can tackle those, you're doing really well. So first of all, if you're heading to an event or a festival, try to take public transport. If you can cycle, if you can walk, if you can carpool, if you can take a bus or a train, please do that. Then the next thing is, I always think of the outfits because I always, like to consider what I'm going to wear. And especially if you're going to, you know, Charlie XCX is playing in June, people will really know her style and they'll want to dress like her. So if you do want to do a kind of a festival themed outfit, please buy secondhand. Go on to the likes of Vinted, Depop, find your items there. A cowboy, you know, cowboy chic is really big this year. You can buy cowboy boots secondhand on eBay. Just do your bit of research and look after that. Then if you can bring your own reusable water bottle, because most festivals now have water refill stations, and also buying water at festivals is so expensive. So just small things like that that you can maybe consider, you know, planning your visit. And also the other thing is those plastic ponchos that we all end up having to buy at festivals because it is going to rain. Bring your own festival and avoid that.
Okay, not the poncho. You wear it once and then it's binned.
Binned because it breaks by the time you get back on the bus to head home, yeah.
And most of all, enjoy yourself.
Have a great time. I'll see you there.
Jolynn, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.